Shalom, saints of God, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my joyful wife and best friend, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Well, shalom to you as well, and we pray you will be blessed with good knowledge tonight as we first ask our Father to show us his favor.
Father, we thank you for your Son who has healed us from our major disease called sin. We highly praise you as we lift up to your throne these particular recent prayer requests, especially those with serious diseases and all forms of cancers currently afflicting those who are called by your name, as we plead the blood of Jesus over all our loved ones. We ask for divine protection over our descendants and standing firm over the evil one who tries to penetrate their minds with wicked pleasures, drugs, alcohol, and internet influences. We ask for your favor over our finances during this inflationary time, and may our burdens be light. Lord, we recognize that we are nothing without you, but with you we can do all things as we stand on the promises of your word, knowing you are coming soon. We pray this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
So, June is Pride Month.
Yes, and they're very proud to be gay.
Yeah, but, you know, pride comes before the fall.
And once again, it is awful to see just even some clips from the parade in Cleveland. And Israel's yearly pride parades continue, especially in Tel Aviv, but also in Jerusalem, where the ultra-Orthodox, considered the far right, try to stop it every year, but sadly cannot.
They want to beat us over the head with their sin.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely out of the closet. And they parade their sin with a cart rope, Isaiah 5.
So we can see why Jerusalem is called Sodom in Revelation 11:8.
All right. And you know what? 25 years ago, I was perplexed when I read that.
Not anymore.
And now a Pizza Hut in Vermont is hosting a drag queen story hour. And probably more Pizza Huts are forthcoming in other woke states.
Not eating there anymore.
And the mayor of San Francisco wants to help their homeless problems by designating $6 million of taxpayer money toward their shelters. But get this, only to the homeless transgenders. Never before have I realized how exact Jesus was in Luke 17:28 about the end times being as in the days of Lot.
And we know where he lived.
Yes, in Sodom, and its neighbor was Gomorrah.
It's so sad for the many victims of deception.
Oh, yeah, very. They're very deceived and also very sad that we ever first tolerated it and are now witnessing the effects of toleration. So it's now escalated to promoting and celebrating. So much so that they actually are ridiculing our normalcy, which reminds me of what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 11. To those, remember, he was talking to the betrothed in Christ.
So they were saved.
Yeah. But Paul feared that they were too accepting of other corrupt views, that they might just put up with it, he says, even a different gospel. And we do see it, too many mainline churches today who are even glorifying homosexuality,
which is contrary to the word of God.
Mm-hmm. You know, Satan wants to destroy the family unit. Therefore, we are so close. I mean, this just all shows that we are. And I do believe the rapture will be the catalyst to bringing many to the Lord, which is why we must inform those who practice such sins what will happen, so they can then remember, repent, and at least be a tribulation saint.
So, you know, we need to be planting the seeds now.
Right. And most true Christians are, I would think. But even if they dismiss you, and many will, we are still to be missionaries to the lost. So, don't grow weary and be a lazy, lukewarm Laodicean Christian. God is giving us great opportunities to earn more crowns at his reward celebration in that day.
1 Corinthians 3.
Mm-hmm. Along with all that perversion, they promote drug use and gun confiscation, and surely they will try to do something to stop the red wave this November.
Yeah, you just watch and see.
Mm-hmm. And redistricting will be one facet, but we'll leave that for another night. And one last tidbit, the secret Bilderberg meeting was held last weekend, but did not even register as a blip within the mainstream media's radar. Instead, the media continues to promote the taking away of our guns, which will leave us unarmed so government tyranny can manifest. Anyhow, about 120 invited guests were present of the usual elites, global-minded, bankers, big tech, Pfizer's CTO, politicians, military leaders, and information controllers who discuss their current plans for the new world order behind closed doors, of course, and with zero transparency.
Okay. You can send your end time questions by email to Sheila at shofarministries.net or call the office and leave a detailed message of your question to 440-834-9006, and we will call you back. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. And to help us stay on the air, your love offerings are needed and greatly appreciated, which automatically puts you on our mailing list for any updates and biblical teachings. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all the past radio and instructional newsletters are archived for your added learning.
All right, tonight we want to talk about lawlessness and sin, and why we should never study the Bible without a concordance nearby to check on the true meaning of key words, sometimes in every verse. Let's begin with the word lawlessness.
Or iniquity in some translations.
Yes. In Matthew 7:23, Jesus said that on Judgment Day, there will be those who say they are Christians, but only have a head knowledge, because Jesus will declare to them,
I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
Now, as a new believer, I thought that meant they were out robbing banks or something, which is one useful meaning. However, there are actually three different Greek words in the New Testament for lawlessness, which is why we should check a Bible dictionary to see which word is used. I have learned so much by doing this, and not just by reading alone. So the three words are anomia, which is number 458, and that means specifically against God's law, which is Torah in Hebrew, or his commandments.
So better put, Biblelessness.
Mm-hmm. Another is number 93, adikia, meaning against man-made laws, which can mean if you are breaking man's laws, you could also be breaking God's law. And the other, actually I could only find used once, and that's number 3892, and it's paranomia, which is not only against God's laws, but teaches others falsely, as in false teachers of the worst kind.
Therefore used by Peter in chapter 2, verse 16.
Yes, very evil. And when you read the whole chapter, you can see why he used that particular word. So in Matthew 7 is anomia, meaning not in his word, and has nothing to do with breaking man's laws.
Well, makes sense.
Now let's read what Jesus said in Matthew 13:41 when referring to the final day of the tribulation.
The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdoms all things that offend and those who practice lawlessness.
Again, uses anomia for Torahlessness, meaning they're not ever in the Word, and actually hate the Word. Remember, the Hebrew word for law in the Old Testament is Torah. All right, also Matthew 23:28.
Even so, you also outwardly appear righteous to men, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness.
He was speaking to the scribes and Pharisees, even called them vipers. So here he used number 458, anomia, for Torahlessness, because they were hypocrites of righteousness, but were not accused of robbery or domestic violence. So anomia is the appropriate word. And again in Matthew 24:12.
And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold.
Again, anomia, number 458, because they despise the word of God. Bible-lessness will be common.
And it surely is.
It is. However, in Luke's account, chapter 13, we see Jesus using the word, number 93, adikia, meaning against God's laws and man's laws. So on Judgment Day, Jesus will say,
I tell you, I do not know you. Where you are from, depart from me, all you workers of lawlessness.
Or iniquity in some Bibles. So then, Paul warns us in 2 Corinthians 6:14,
do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness?
This one is easy. Number 458, Bible-lessness. We see here Paul refers to unbelievers as being Bible-less. Now, 2 Thessalonians 2:7.
For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way.
Right. And anomia. In other words, the enemy is already working to pull people away from his word. And we, the church, are restraining him from going all out.
Therefore, darkness will get more powerful when we leave.
When the clock returns back to the way it was before the church, in order to finish Daniel's 70th week, of which only 7 years remain, and as well, the Holy Spirit came and went back then as he pleased, which is why David could pray, oh, please, Lord, don't take your Holy Spirit from me. But we would not pray that, for we know the Holy Spirit resides in us, and he is in us to stay. So another reason why we must depart, so Satan can gain the total power he has always wanted. Can you imagine when all the light is removed at the rapture, just how dark it will be at that moment? That is, until the 144,000, Revelation 7, are saved. Which we believe will be pretty quickly. And just a few days before the tribulation begins on the following Yom Kippur, which is 10 days after the rapture on Rosh Hashanah.
Not sure which day or hour.
Because Rosh Hashanah lasts for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's look at 2 Timothy 2:19.
The Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
And that's number 93, adikia, guilty of both man's laws and God's laws. Now in Hebrews 1:9, and we believe the author is Paul, he's speaking to the saved.
You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions.
Yes, that's of course 458, anomia, and those who aren't saved are following the wicked one, whether they know it or not. Now let's look at John, who also has some words on lawlessness and actually defines it in detail for us to easily understand in 1 John 3, verse 4.
Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness.
Okay, that's number 458, anomia. But this is a verse where we must look at the Greek word for sin as well. We know if you say you are a Christian, but never desire his words of love to you, you most likely only have a head knowledge, and God will tell you on that day that he never knew you. Intimately, that is. So let's look at what John said a little more closely. as we should, because if you just read it, we as Christians who still sin get confused by the words.
Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness.
So, knowing that lawlessness, or anomia, is the same as unrighteousness, it might leave you scratching your head and taking on some condemnation, which we know there cannot be to those who are in Christ Jesus, Romans 8.
Because I still sin, but I now know I'm not lawless or unrighteous.
For sure. And again, here is a classic example of why we must study to show ourselves approved, because there are also three different words for sin in the Greek New Testament. Okay, one is 264, hamatano, which means to wander or to miss the mark too often that you begin to wander on the wrong path to major backsliding. And it's a dangerous place for a Christian. Another word for sin is number 265, hamartima, which is an evil deed. You know, the ones we do as Christians but are remorseful, but thankfully are covered under the blood. But then there is also number 266, hamartia. This is where you don't want to be. And actually, you can't be if you're truly born again and read his word, because it's operating in the sin nature of a pre-born-again state. So you need to know that when the word sin is used in the New Testament. If it's number 266, it's not talking about you after salvation, ever.
Now that's a good nugget.
Amen. So, each time you read a verse with the word sin in it, you need to look it up in your concordance to see which word it is and write it in your Bible. It will help you immensely to understand what and why the writer says what he says. Once again, in most concordances, number 266 is sin before salvation. 265 are the typical daily sins covered under the blood.
You know, that's so important to know.
And 264 is a dangerous place of wandering in the wrong direction. So, let's go back to 1 John 3:4.
Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness.
This sin is number 266, hamartia, and it means the sins committed prior to salvation in the unrighteous state. It's not talking to you. Now lawlessness makes more sense. We are not lawless when we sin because our sins are now, number 265, and covered under the blood.
Yeah, that's so important to know.
It is. Let's look at 1 John 2:1.
My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin.
That's 264. Hamartano means miss the mark too often, because that's a slippery slope.
And if anyone sins,
again, 264, heading in the wrong direction,
we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. He himself is the propitiation for our sins.
Now that's 266. That's committing pre-salvation.
And not for ours only, but also for the whole world.
When anyone gets saved, sins number 266 are gone. You know, Paul seldom uses the 265, the sins, you know, that we Christians still continue to commit, except he does so in the first part of 1 Corinthians 6:18, but then changes it in the last part, still in the same verse. Let's take a look at that.
Flee fornication, every sin.
And that's 265, the more common sin.
That a man does is outside the body, but he who commits fornication sins against his own body.
Here Paul uses the 264 because sexual immorality causes a wandering away and definitely on the wrong path. Again, remember number 266 is for the unsaved, 265, the common everyday sins we all commit, and 264 is pushing it to the limit. Beware. So are you having fun yet? Well, by the way, this information will be in our next newsletter to to come out in about a week or so. And I hope that you will continue with your own study on this. Just look in your concordance for all the scriptures with the word sin or sins, and then look up the number and be sure to write the numbers in your Bible next to or on top of the word sin. You know, my role as a teacher is to stir you up to do your own homework, to search the scripture yourself to see what we are saying is true.
Be a Berean, Acts 17:11.
Absolutely. Let's read again in 1 John, now in chapter 3, verses 5 through 9, because there's a lot to see here. Verse 5.
And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins.
Now that's easy. That's course number 266, committed before salvation.
And in him there is no sin.
Again, 266, because it means he has no unrighteousness in him. Verse 6.
Whoever abides in him does not sin.
That's number 264, or wander away because we abide in him. Through his word, because if not in his word, one will likely wander.
Whoever sins.
That's 264. That means to continue to wander.
Has neither seen him nor known him.
What Paul is saying, one must study his word, which is how you abide. Then you shouldn't wander, because you have tasted his love of passion. It's hard to leave that behind. Ask any returning backslider if they were really abiding in the word before they wandered away. Usually not. And I speak from experience. Okay, verses 7 through 9.
Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous, he who sins.
Number 266, that's sins before salvation,
is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning.
And that's 264, means he wandered away.
For this purpose, the Son of Man was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin.
No longer commits 266, because it's for the unsaved.
For his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin.
264 means he will not wander to the point of no return,
because he has been born of God.
Again, if you truly have a personal relationship by abiding in his word, you will not continue to wander. You'll be back, as in my case. I was newly saved and certainly not sanctified, and became stupidly angry with God and wandered for a while, but came back with a roar. I wanted to make up for the time I lost abiding in him. So, where are you, my friend? Are you abiding or wandering in the wrong direction? You know what you must do. Or if you're listening out there and have never made the biblical Jesus Lord over your life, he's knocking on the door of your heart right now. But he won't crash in. It's your move. Open that door. Invite him in. Just do it. You'll be glad you did. And you'll be part of the rapture. You don't want to be here for the tribulation. I want to leave you with the Aaronic blessing number 622. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for our leaders and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Because those who love her, talking about Jerusalem, you're going to prosper in a lot of ways that you probably don't even realize. That's Psalm 122, verse 6. So till next week, tell someone about the Lord. And we'll see you then. Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address: Box 513, Burton, Ohio 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.